Alisa Ali backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with Mama Bear and Madison Ward. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Thank you so much for stopping by. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So at the core, you guys are a duo, mother-son duo. However, I know that you're not traveling alone. Why don't you introduce the rest of your band and tell me what they play?
You can go ahead.
We have Tom Hudson on the drums and Brent Kassler on the bass. And DJ Lee as the tour manager. We do have Larissa Maestro, who's joining us on our cello accompaniment.
On the Bonnaroo stage.
Yeah, and she actually played on the album, did all the strings for the album. A couple others, but she did all the cello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I saw an adorable little girl.
She's my granddaughter.
That's your granddaughter.
Yeah, Gabrielle.
That's amazing that you guys, this must be her first festival.
This
or maybe it's not.
Yeah, this is our first huge festival.
It was this. And
no, Gabriella.
Coachella. No, Gabby's festival.
Oh, her festival. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, this is her first. Yes, but it's not your first festival.
No. It's our. It's probably the biggest one though that we've been a part of.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So, Ruth, did you take Madison to festivals or shows when he was younger?
No, we did not.
Tell me why.
Because I didn't go to the show.
Oh, you didn't go to the shows.
I basically stuck with the coffee houses and the small club-like places more so than like huge festivals and things like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I didn't think about it really.
Yeah.
So.
What was your first show that you saw on your own though?
First show that I saw?
Mm-hmm. Like a first concert that you went to.
Who did I first see in concert?
Yeah.
I think it was James Taylor.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
JT?
It was awesome.
Nice. Where was
Excellent.
It?
Excellent. It was in Oklahoma City.
Nice.
And it was in a park, and a lot of people were there. It was excellent. But the best live show performance I ever saw that was just over the top was Wynonna Judd.
Nice.
In Kansas City. It was over the top.
When was that?
That was about maybe 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I went with a friend, and it was superb.
Nice.
Excellent.
What about you, Madison? What was your first show?
It was my mom in a coffee house in Chicago. I was three. It's called Cafe Kids Mat. I'm not sure if it's still around.
No,
I was three, and the guy who owned the place used to give us free donuts and croissants.
So, nice.
But that was the first show.
Okay. What was the first show aside from your mother?
Aside from her.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't say that.
No, I'm just that's a good question. That's a good answer. I love it.
I wish I could, man, I didn't go to a lot of concerts when I was younger. That's tough. I didn't go to a bunch. I went to a lot of lighthearted, folky stuff whenever I was like in mid-high school, like Jack Johnson and Rockin' Tears, I think.
Rockin' Tears is not lighthearted, folky stuff.
Well, you know, it's however you perceive it.
You have an interesting perception. I love it.
Yeah. But I don't know why it's so tough for me to think of my
No,
first
that's okay.
Show.
Well, here's another really hard question going back into the memory banks. Mm-hmm. Like maybe this one is easier for you, though. What was the first record or album that each of you acquired for yourselves?
Mm. The very first record?
The very first.
You're taking me all the way back.
I'm sorry.
I think... maybe Joni Mitchell way back in the day, then JT and Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Hmm? Which Joni Mitchell?
The one that has, he played Real Good for Free and Big Yellow Taxi and Woodstock.
Ah, okay.
Is on that album.
All right.
Excellent stuff.
Whenever I was old enough to be able to go out and buy my own records, first, I was really into hip hop, and that's all I was listening to. And it was C Murder off of No Limit, No Limit Records. It was C Murder, and it had to be from like Walmart because it was like the one that didn't have all the foul
it was like
language.
The parental.
Yeah. And I was just like, I'll imagine it, whatever. And I was like in my like weird hip hop phase.
So like while you were reciting the lyrics, you were like, bleep,
yeah,
but bleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Bleep.
Yeah, I had to do my own edits and yeah. But if you play it backwards,
it'll talk to you.
But yeah, it was C Murder. Wow.
So you guys first started off in your hometown of Kansas City doing music together. What is the Kansas City music scene like?
It's pretty eclectic. I don't think it has one specific trait about it. I mean, they're pretty open to various styles of music and genres. And I've always told people I don't think Kansas City has like a sound, you know. I'm not sure if there's really like a Kansas City sound. I think it's just real eclectic in many artists.
They have a lot of influences with blues and jazz.
Yeah.
They have a jazz district, you know, 18th and Vine, a lot of blues. And then there's a real big folk, Celtic. Like he said, it's very eclectic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. And you guys kind of got your first break not far from here, right, at the Nashville Americana Music Festival?
Actually, that was a pretty big break for us.
Oh, but there was something before that?
There was something before it, yeah.
Tell me.
It was down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. We played a Billy Reed, the fashion designer. He does a shindig that he does every year. And we played for that shindig, and we were invited there by Shelly Colvin. And she works with Billy Reed, and she's also a great musician. And she invited us down, and we played there to just a house full of about 150 executives. And it was real intimate, and there was candles lit up all around. And apparently Rolling Stone writer Adam Gold was in the audience. And so we didn't really know everybody that was there. And that's what led to the Americana Festival and all the other opportunities.
And David Letterman. And
yeah.
And Bonnaroo.
In Bonnaroo.
And right. Skeleton Crew.
Yes, and Skeleton Crew.
Skeleton Crew is your full-length debut.
Yes.
It is out now. Do you remember getting the physical copy in your hand for the first time? That must have been somewhat of a surreal, joyous,
it's like
fantastic.
Giving birth to a baby.
It was awesome. A lot less painful, though, right?
Well, it wasn't as bad. Yeah. I'll say that.
I'd say I gave birth too. So
yeah, you gave. Yeah,
wow, that's very unusual for a man.
It's very unusual. I'm glad I did it though. You know, she's about what, a couple months now? About a month. She's doing well.
She's crawling.
Yeah, we've got her some toys, uh-huh. But that was a surreal experience though. Actually, finally holding it right. In. It was kind of snuck up on me. Like I thought maybe I was going to be able to just go in a store and grab it, but the unlikeliest of persons just, hey, you got this? Here you go. And I said, where did you get this album at? He's like, I got a bunch of them. It was somebody who works on our team.
Uh-huh.
And I just had no idea that he had one on him. So.
And it was so nonchalant, like, oh yeah, I've got a ton of those.
Exactly.
And you're like thinking about it, like, oh, when am I going to get my hands on this copy?
Shrink wraps all off, there's some dents in the back. I'm like, what? I was like, all right, yeah, well, dream come true, I guess.
Do you have it on vinyl too? Or?
It is on vinyl.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yellow vinyl, like yeah. That.
Ooh, very
vinyl.
Nice.
Love that.
Are you going to frame it and put it up?
The first one, yeah.
Oh, we actually we came home from doing a little run on the East Coast, and when we got home, my dad, he had actually taken out the yellow vinyl and framed it with the album cover and everything below. It was like heartbreaking. Just
oh my God.
He was like, "I want you guys to see what I did," and yeah. And
I'm getting verklempt. Just
I'm so verklempt. I'm not one for sentiments, but that was a tearjerker.
Got you all choked up.
Oh yeah, I can barely finish this interview.
Oh my God, neither can I. We better cut this guy short. All right. Well, thank you guys, Mama Bear. Thank you so much, Madison Ward.
Thank
you guys so much. The new record is out,
mm-hmm.
And we are so pleased that you stopped by Bonnaroo.
Thank you,
Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.